The Balaturim's Mechaber joins together the end of Parshas Vayigash to the beginning of Parshas Vayechi. The last two words of Vayigash are Vayirbu Me'oid. The first two words of Vayechi, Vayechi Yaakov. So the Heilige Balaturim that Vayirbu Me'oid Vayechi Yaakov is Gematria Ra Samach Ribui, that he saw 600,000. So enough to understand, obviously, what's the kesher over here, what's the chibur between the two words of the last week's parasha, the last two words, the inyan of vayir b'moid, what's the words vayir b'moid got to do with the words vayichi Yaakov, and what's the kesher with the idea of shishim riboy that he saw shishim riboy now? Nechalal, when asked to understand, we discussed this many times. The name of the parasha is vayichi, and it's in fact the parasha that Yaakovin was nifter, so why should it be called parashas vayichi? So Gemara Dashan's the Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. Yaakov Avinu is a bechin of Loi Meis. We must understand that. And it says, Vayichi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim Shvayis Rishono. We have to understand the significance of the Shvayis Rishono, of the 17 years that he lived in Mitzrayim. But Lemaisa, Behei Yaakov Avinu coming to Mitzrayim, living these 17 years in Mitzrayim, it's a very tief, it's a very deep nekuda, and it's something that we have a tremendous yisod to learn from here. And that is the chilek between anything in the gashmistic materialistic world and the ruchnistic world is in the gashmistic world, however big it is, it's not going to last forever. In the ruchnistic world, however small it is, it lasts forever. And anything, the smallest thing in the world, it lasts forever. Lasting forever means, nitzchias means it develops and develops and develops, multiplies, multiplies, multiplies. In other words, one word of Torah that a person learns, that word of Torah is forever. What does it mean that word of Torah stays with a person forever? He keeps on understanding new insights, and that word that he learned over here in Olam Hazeh develops, 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 and he gets to the next world, and they introduce him to things that he thought he never learned in this world. And it turns out that one word, Meimosai, the word of Meimosai, the first Mishnah of Brochus, is from that word Meimosai developed and developed and multiplies and multiplies, and from every bit of Ruchni, multiplies ad ein soif lo'olam ulanetzach netzach. And that's the famous contrast between the shame, two shemes of Hashem, the shame Yudke Vovke and the shame Elikim. The shame Yudke Vovke hoya hoy veviyeh means that it's always going to be, it's the shame of Nitzchias, it's always going to be. The shame Elikim is gematria hateva, and Hateva means that everything in Teva has a border, has a limit to how much it grows, to how much it multiplies, to how much it lasts, to how long it lives. Everything in this world, in the Gashmistic world, has a limit. It's not going to be forever this way. We discussed this so many times already, that all the mighty Malchias, that's Rome and etc., that it seemed that they were going to last forever, they didn't last forever. They fell and there was nothing left of them. Nothing in this world lasts forever. It doesn't develop and develop and develop into eternity. Vashenken, everything in Ruchnis in the Yiddish world is the Bechina of Havaya, which is the Bechina of Netzach, which is the Bechina of Lo'ilam LeNetzach Netzachim, where it's going to develop and multiply. Since this is the Yisoid of Kol HaTorah Kula, is therefore, that's why the first mitzvah in the Torah, since every single mitzvah is every Kima mitzvah, is going to multiply and develop lo'ilam la'netzach netzachim. So made it therefore the first mitzvah in the Torah is the mitzvah of puruvu, because the whole idea of puruvu, multiply and multiply. That's the first mitzvah in the Torah, to show that everything in Ruchnias, every mitzvah, everything in Ruchnias is eternal and it multiplies and multiplies. Every mitzvah has a koyach of puruvu. Every mitzvah that a person does has a koyach of puruvu, that it's going to continue multiplying and it's going to continue keeping the person in good stead. La'olam la'netzach netzachim. So every mitzvah has a nekuda of puruvu in it, that it's going to develop and multiply forever. So therefore the first mitzvah in the Torah is the mitzvah of puruvu, because it really represents all the mitzvahs. And this teaches us the sod of Bris Milah, which is the first mitzvah that Avraham Avinu was nitzaveh, was Avraham Avinu was commanded, that we see in the Torah. Because the mitzvah of Mila is the mitzvah on the makom of the person that he has a mitzvah to multiply. The mitzvah of Mila represents, the Kedushas HaBris represents the idea that shows a multiplying, that shows in the Bechina of Puruvu. So now Avraham Avinu receives the mitzvah of Mila. The mitzvah of Mila is that koyach, is that kedusha of the chelik of the person that multiplies, and that represents b'emes all the mitzvahs. Like mitzvahs Mila represents all the mitzvahs, because all the mitzvahs are anyonim of kedusha. That every aspect of kedusha is an aspect that multiplies la'ilan la'netzach netzachim. That's why Mila is on the Yom HaShmini. The Yom HaShmini represents that it never stops. The Yom HaShmini represents something that is l'malam in Ateva, something that's l'malam in Hashem Elokim. The Yom HaShmini represents l'malam in Ateva, represents the different world, the Hechera world, and that's the world that never stops. That's the Olam HaNetzach. So that's why Mitzvah's Mil is on the Yom HaShmini, because Mitzvah's Mil is on the part of the person that multiplies, and multiplying in Ruchnius is the Bechina of multiplying and multiplying, which represents to the never ending, the eternity, which is the Bechina of the Yom HaShmini. We discussed by the Indian of Sukkos, the Indian of the Sod of Sukkos, where the Rabban Shalom asks us after the seventh day of Sukkah, Ikvi imi oid yom echad, stay with me one more day. And we asked, it's a chapashta thing, what are you delaying? It's going to come to an end anyways. So what's the difference whether it comes to an end after 7 days or it comes to an end after 8 days? It's anyways going to come to an end. But the Sod is, no? The sad is that once you bring from the 7 to the 8, you're makasha to the nitzchias. Once you're makasha to the number 8, once you're connecting it to the number 8, then there's never a period. Then it's la'ilam the netzach netzachim. So it doesn't come to an end. Taking the shvi into the shmini is another way of making it never coming to an end. That's what the Rabbi Shlom says. Ikvi imi oid yom echad, stay with me in one more day, meaning an 8th day. And that 8th day is the 8th day, is the number 8, and the number 8 will drag it into Netzach, will drag it into eternity. And that's why that day is the Simchas Torah. Torah is something we know. Torah is the Bechina of eternity. Torah is that Bechina that multiplies and multiplies and multiplies. Chidushim, 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 and there's Ein Sof. So that's the number 8 by Simchas Torah. That's the number 8 by Mila as well. That's why number 8 represents the Yom HaShmini, represents the Bechina of Mila, of multiplying and multiplying Ad Ein Sof. The number 8 is the Bechina that never stops, and that's the Kedushas HaBris. The Kedushas HaBris, it's the Aver on the person that brings him to Netzach. It's the Aver that represents the Bechina, that it multiplies and multiplies and never stops and goes into the Netzach. And that's why we know, if we said before, that the shame Yudke Vovke is the shame that goes into Netzach, Hoya Hoy Beviyeh. We know that Mitzvahs Mila is Makusha, very connected to the Shem Havaya. The Pasuk in Sefer Dvarim, Mi Yale Lanu Hashamayma, is Rosh HaTevis Mila, and Sefer Tevis Yudke Vovke. Because Mila and Yud Kevavke go hand in hand. It's both the recognition of everything in Ruchni is multiplies and goes on, the Netzach Netzachim, in contrast to the Shem Elokim. That's why we find that B'emes Rabban Shalom created the world with the Shem Elokim, Bereshis Bara Elokim, and you only see the Shem Elokim till Sheini. And then from Sheini and Bereishis onwards, where the Torah starts talking about the Bria of Adam, it says the Shem Havai and the Shem Elokim together. Until the story of the Nachash, every time you have one of the names, you have the other one as well. It's only Havai Elokim, because that's the Tachlis of Adam. Adam originally was born forever. Hashem created a world with Elokim, which is Gematria Teva, which comes to an end. And Adam Rishon was supposed to bring the world to the Tikkun, was supposed to bring the Havaya into the Elokim, and therefore was supposed to bring the Nitzchias into the world. And therefore every Havaya is written together with the Shem Elokim. Until the Nachash came along, and there the Torah says for the first time again, since Adam Rishon was created, the Torah says the Shem Elokim by itself again. The Nachash talks, he says the Shem Elokim by itself. He stole the eternity from Adam Rishon. And that's why after the sin that was caused by the Nochash, his Adam Rishon had to die. But the death of Adam Rishon is b'mikra, it's not something that should have been. Adam represents the idea that he was born to be a Netzach, to be a Nitzri, and to bring the whole Bria to become a Nitzri. He was born Erev Shabbos in order to bring the whole world into Shabbos. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba, which Olam Haba is the world Olam HaNetzach. So Adam Rishon was created in a world that was created with the Shem Elikim, but he was going to be Ma'ale, elevate the Shem Elikim to the Shem Havai, and that's why he was going to bring Nitzchias into the world, which is the Bechin of Shabbos, that he was created Erev Shabbos in order to come into Shabbos and to bring the whole world into the Nitzchias of Olam HaNetzach Netzach. He didn't, and therefore there's a Bechinus Misa into the world. But the Bechinus Misa, that something should come to an end, that was a Chiddush due to the result of the Chet of Adam HaRishon. Yaakov is the Bechina, we know, Yaakov Shufrei, the Yaakov Kein Shufrei, the Adam HaRishon, the Gemara Bava Metzia. So Yaakov Avinu, that sod of Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis, means that Yaakov Avinu took away the Gzeres Misa from Adam HaRishon, and brought back the Nitzchias into its reality. Brought the Nitzchias into its reality. In other words, he brought the Nitzchias into the world of Teva. Into the world that comes to a stop. If Yaakov Avinu bought the idea of Nitzchias, that everything in Ruchnis multiplies and multiplies Ad Ein Sof, and that's why Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis, and that's why Yaakov Avinu is called Nachla B'li Mitzarim. So then we can start understanding the Kesher between Parshas Vayechi and Parshas Bereishis. Because Parshas Bereishis was where the Chet of Adam took place. Where the Nochash took away the Shema Yudke Vovke, which represents the Netzach. And he looked at the Shema Lakim on its own. That's the Bechino Mitzrayim. Parai also says that he believes in the Shema Lakim, but in next week's Parashi he says, Mi Havaya She'eshma Vakoyle. He denies the Yudke Vovke. So there's only a Shema Lakim. So that's why Mitzrayim represents the aftermath of the Chet of Adam. Mitzrayim, the word Meitzar means Gvul, border, means that it comes to an end. Everything comes to an end. Everything has a border to it. That represents the Shem Elokim, which the Mitzrayim believe in. And Yaakov Avinu's Bechina is B'li Mitzarim. So Yaakov Avinu's the Bechina of bringing the B'li Gvul into Gvul. Bringing the Havaya to Elokim. Bringing the B'li Gvul into Gvul. Bringing the Nitzchias into Gvul. And that's why the parasha is called Vayichi. It's the parasha where Yaakov Avinu brought the Nitzchias into the Gvul. Yaakov Avinu didn't die. Yaakov Avinu is the Bechin of Nitzchias. Yaakov Avinu is a Vayichi Yaakov, fakert. If it only multiplies and multiplies and multiplies. So with that we can understand what the Baal HaTorah meant when the Baal HaTorah says that the end of Parshas Vayigash, those two words, Vayirbu Me'oid, are mamish makusha to the first two words of Vayichi, which is Vayichi Yaakov. Vayirbu Me'oid and Vayichi Yaakov are one thing. Because the Vayichi Yaakov, the Nitzchias of Yaakov Avinu, is the idea that everything multiplies and multiplies and multiplies, L'Olam, forever. And that's the Vayirbu Me'oid, the Vayirbu Me'oid, the Vayichi Yaakov is mamish the same darga, mamish the same bechina. Yaakov Avinu brings the darga, B'li Mitzarim, multiplies and develops everything in Ruchnias, develops and develops B'li Soif. And that's Be'emes, the whole sod of B'nei Yisrael, in Mitzrayim, next week's parasha, B'nei Yisrael, Poru, Vayishutzu, Vayirbu, Vayatzmu, B'moid, Me'oid. The whole Bechina of Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, in the Mitzah, they were breaking the Mitzarim. In the Mitzah, Klal Yisrael introducing the world of Nitzchias, the world of Puruvu that we said, Vayirbu, Vayishutzu, B'moid, Me'oid, in the most paladic way. The first mitzvah in the Torah of Puruvu that represents. First mitzvah Puruvu that represents how Be'etzim Torah mitzvahs is Nitzchias and it carries on multiplying. That came out in Mitzrayim in its full glory in Guzmois Kilu. That was the Koyach of Achi Yaakov, the Inyan of Nitzchias, the Yaakov in brought down the Mitzrayim enabled the power of Vayishutzu Vayirbu. So made it therefore Vayirbu Moid, the Achi Yaakov, are very connected. That's the Samach Ribui that the Baal HaTorah says, the 600,000 Yidin. The constant multiplying of the Klal Yisrael. And as much as they try to confine Klal Yisrael, Kashi Yanu Oysa Kein Yirba V'chein Yifritz. So Ramayla, that also explains us the Bechin of Shvayis Rishona, Vayichiyak Be'etzram Shvayis Rishona. Shvayis Rei 17 is the Gematria of Toiv. Toiv is the Bechin of Nitzchias. Horachman Yan Chaleinu Yoim Shekulei Toiv. Toiv represents Nitzchias. In this world, we don't have real toiv. Like the Maral comments in Megillas Esther on the Pasuk, "Ketoiv leiv amelach v'yayin." That in this world, Achashverosh, with all his affluence and all his wealth that he was boasting there at the Suda, he had the whole Olam Hazeh there, but it's only ketoiv. It's not real toiv. All the gashmis of the materialistic world is not all toiv. You see what happened after that Suda, he killed his wife. Anything, it came to a bitter end. Toiv is ruchnius, toiv is nitzchius. That's why the pasuk, the first time it says toiv, v'yalakim es or ki toiv. And Rashi says there, Chazal bring down, that Hashem took that or and was going as it l'asid lavoi. That or, which is ki toiv, that toiv was hidden l'asid lavoi. So the word toiv is l'asid lavoi dick of vocabulary. It corresponds to the Bechin of Nitzchias, L'asid Lavoi, the world of Netzach. So therefore, that's why Yaakovinu, we just said, brought the Chiyas on Netzach, brought the eternal life into Mitzrayim, therefore was Gematria Toiv. Therefore, he had to live Mitzrayim 17 years, which is Gematria of Toiv. Toiv is also, 17 is also the Gematria of a Mispakotan of Yudke Vovke. Because we know that numerical values, gematrias, work that when you have tens, 10, 20, 30. So, b'mispa godoil, it's 10, 20, 30. B'mispa cotton is 1, 2, 3. 1 and a 0, b'mispa cotton is 1. 2 and 0, b'mispa godoil is 20, b'mispa cotton is 2. So, if you look at yud kevovke that way, then yud is only a 1. So, yud is 1, there's 2 hays, which is 11, vov, which is 6, is 17. And Yudke Vovke corresponds to the eternal worlds. Vayechi Yaakov Beretz Mitzrayim, in the world of Mitzorim, in the world of Mitzorim, Yaakov being brought there into the world of Elikim. Into the world of Elikim, which is what the Mitzrayim believe in. They deny the Havaya. He brought Toiv. He brought the Havaya into the world. He brought the Hoya Hoyim of Yi into that world. So because he brought the Nitzchis into that world, so Dafke in that world, Klal Yisrael showed on the Nitzchis of Yisrael by being Poro Vayushus through Vayir Bumiyoid. And that's why the Mitzrayim came to their deaths in the Yom Suf. Suf is Soif. Soif is in the end. They believe only Elikim. Elikim is Gvul, limit. Limit means there's a border. Border means everything comes to an end. So they died in the Yom Suf. When Klal Yisrael stayed alive in the Yom Suf, Oz Yoshe says Rashi Mikan Remez Letchisa Mesim. They saw Faked. They saw the Olam HaNetzach. Klal Yisrael was Zoicha to this Galus of Olam Nitzchi by Kriyas Yom Suf. By Tzitz Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yom Suf. That's through the Koyach, the Yaakovina brought the Shvayasri, he brought the Toiv, the Yom Shekula Toiv, he brought the Shem Avaya into Mitzrayim. And that was Yaakov's Ikadarga. So Yaakov benched Ephraim before Menashe. In this week's parasha, Ephraim is the Lashon of Puruvu. Yaakovina brought the Mahir B'Meoid into the thing. So Be'ikah, he was Mavarach, the Bechina of Ephraim over Menashe. So therefore, that's also why when he made the Shavu al Nosek Bereini b'Mitzrayim, he says Simna Yodcha Tachis Yireichi. Rashi Lech Lecha says that it means he should put his hand by the Bechinas Bris Mila, because that's Mamish the Bechinas Bris Mila that's being this gal over here. Bris Mila, we said, is the Kedushas Abris. Kedushas Abris means that it's the Koyach of that Aver that brings out the Puruvu, that brings out the Nitzchias. And therefore, Simna Yodcha Tachis Yireichi, it's the Gilui of Mitzvah Mila. And we know that Yosef HaTzadik, who prepared the Rekha for Yaakov to come down, Yosef HaTzadik is the Sod of Bris, the Mid of Bris, Midas HaYisod, the Darga, the sphere of Yisod, which Tzadik Yisod Oilam. Yosef HaTzadik is the Darga of Kedushas HaBris, that he wasn't Poigim with Eshes Poitifa. He's the Bechinas Kedushas HaBris. So he brought down the Koyach for that, and when Yaakovino came down, he brought it down B'Poil. So therefore, that's the remez of Simna Yodcha Tachas Yireich. Yaakovina doesn't want to be buried in Mitzrayim. Yaakovina wants to be taken to where Adam Rishon is buried. Because Yaakovina is loymeis. Yaakovina is mesakin that which Adam Rishon had to die. Yaakovina was mesakin that. Yaakovina was mischaber now to the life of Adam Rishon, which was a life that was originally created without a Misa. There shouldn't be a Misa. And therefore Yaakovina in this week's parasha is kuloi nitzchiistik. And therefore Bikish Yaakov legalis is a kates. Yaakovina wants to be megala the kates, because Yaakovina is beyond the kates. Kates means when the olam hazeh is coming to an end, but Yaakovina is the netzach, and which means where the olam hanetzach, where the olam of tofel, where the olam hazmani, the temporary world, goes into the nitzchiistik world. Yaakovina in this week's parasha vayichi Yaakov is kuloi chaim, kuloi leimes, kuloi nitzchiis. So therefore Bikish Yaakov legalis is a kates. So what we have from this, what we see from this bechina is a mordik azach, a mordik and a kuda. Now this week's parasha teaches us that even we're living in a world of kates, in a world where there's a time slot for everything, but when a yid is oisik in ruchnius, he has to be oisik in ruchnius in an oifen where everything he's doing, you should feel that this I'm doing lenetzach. He's oisik now in davening, you should feel, ah, this is nitzchius, this is nitzchius. Bebechinas v'halavai shispal adam kolayim kulay, like there's a shit in brachas. And you see, talk about tzaddikim, when they get into a mitzvah, they get late for everything. Why do they get late for everything? Because when they're in the mitzvah, they're into Netzach, and Netzach's got no, is not bound by time. There's no time boundary in Netzach. And every mitzvah, we said, is Nitzchias. If every mitzvah is Nitzchias, they get into a mitzvah, they feel they're in the world of Netzach now, and they have to be yanked out of that world in order to be mekayim the next mitzvah, to do the next thing. But every time they do a mitzvah, they feel they're into eternity. They feel the nitzchias of everything. They feel the nitzchias of every bit of ruchnias. And Mela, therefore, that's really how every single yid has to feel. When a yid does a mitzvah, a yid has to feel, now I'm going into the olam ha-netzach, and I comes to an end, that's a mikra that it came to an end. But the etzem Torah mitzvah is a bechina of netzach, and the feeling of netzach that the yid has is because be'em is that feeling, that mitzvah that he's doing is leading him to netzach. That mitzvah is nitzchias. That mitzvah is going to develop and develop and develop and multiply and multiply. One word of Torah will lead the person to insights and deeper insights and deeper insights forever and ever more. So when he learns one word of Torah, even one ois of Torah, in every ois of Torah there's nitzchias. So therefore he feels the nitzchias, he feels taka what there is, that inside that word he just learned is nitzchias that's going to develop and develop, a bechinas puruvu. There's going to be a bechina of puruvu for every word of Torah he learns and for every mitzvah that he was mekayim. That's how yid is to view a life of Torah mitzvahs over the life of materialism and the life of Gashmias. The life of Gashmias comes to a sof. However big it is, it's going to come to a sof, it won't be existing anymore. In Ruchnias, however small it is, it's going to multiply and multiply, and eventually it's going to be huge. So that's the Nakuda of the Tikkun. What Yaakovina did was Masakin the Chet of Adam Rishon, and he brought the Nitzchias down to Olam Hazeh, which is Bechinas Mitzrayim, Bechinas Elikim. And Yaakovina brought the Nitzchias, the Shem Havaya, the Vayir B'Mioid, down to the, and this teaches us that a Yid, in every matzav that he's in, even in a matzav of Golas, a Yid has to know that if he connects to Ruchnias in Golas, so therefore he's in the world of Netzach, and he's on top of the Golas that he's in, because the Golas is only temporary. But if he does Oisik and Torah mitzvahs, and he can connect to the Nitzchias while he's still in Golas, and then he feels on top of things, he feels that the Golas is only temporary, and the Mitzvah Hashem will be taken out. The end of Sefer Bereishis, the Parshas Vayechi, we should be zoichet to the Chaim, that everything we do, all the Meisim that we do, we should be zoichet that those Meisim should multiply and multiply. We should be zoichet to everything we do, should be nitzchias dik, and we should be zoichet that Bekor of Mamash, the Rabban Shalom, should take us into the Olam, Olam HaNetzach. And that's the Bechino on Shabbos Kodesh. The Bechino of the Yaakovinu is the Bechino of Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh is Me'ein Olam Haba. And we see that on Shabbos, there's an Indian of Ma'achrim, not this Minah Shabbos, because Shabbos Be'emes doesn't come to an end. And even if Shabbos does come to an end, it's only Ki'ilu B'dievet that Shabbos, B'mikre that Shabbos comes to an end. And that's why there's a Bechino of Ma'achrim, not this Minah Shabbos, U'mamarim Lavoi. And we should be zoicha be'ez Hashem Yisbarach to feel the nitzchis in everything that we're doing. And we should be zoicha terachman yanchelenu b'meher b'yameinu to a yom shekulei toy v'yom shekulei menucha yom shetzadikim yoshim matrusim shebereshem v'neinu miziv ashchina la'ilam l'netzach nitzachim b'meher b'yameinu b'korv mamish amin.